first chapter of the book of Proverbs, we have 10 special words that have to do with the subject of wisdom. Those words include wisdom, instruction, perception, understanding, justice, judgment, equity, subtlety, knowledge, and discretion. What comes first? We're going to have a look at that. Stay tuned for our program. I'm reading again in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1 through 4. It says, "The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge, and discretion." Well, we're going to look at this list and see what comes first in these words. We are, it first of all, it says in verse 2, to know, that is, to know so as to understand. That word has been translated, understand, 7 times. So God wants us to understand something. To begin with, we have to have instruction. Instruction is detailed information telling us how something should be done. To know wisdom, the first thing we need is instruction. There is no shortage of instruction in the Word of God. In fact, the word instruction appears 25 times in the book of Proverbs.
Do you ever feel downhearted or discouraged? Do you ever think your work is all in vain? Do the burdens thrust upon you make you tremble, and you feel that you will not the victory gain? Have faith in God, He cannot fail. Those storms of life your path assail. God's word is true, He cares for you. Have faith in God, have faith in God. It is always darkest just before the dawning. Silver linings shine on God's side of the clouds. All your journey He has promised to be with you. Nothing comes to you but what His love allows. Have faith in God, He cannot fail. Those storms of life your path assail. God's word is true, He cares for you. Have faith in God, have faith in God. God is mighty, He is able to deliver. Faith can victor be in every trying hour. Fear and care and sin and sorrow be defeated by our faith in God's almighty conquering power. Have faith in God, He cannot fail. Those forms of life your path assail. God's word is true. He cares for you.
Looking quickly at some of these places where we have the word instruction in the book of Proverbs, we have it, of course, in the second verse. The whole purpose of the book of Proverbs is to know wisdom, and we're going to do that through instruction. In verse 3, he says, receive instruction, and then he says, but fools despise wisdom and instruction in verse number 7. He said, my son, hear instruction, verse 8. Hear ye children, instruction, he said in chapter 4 and verse number 1. 4 and 13, he said, take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go, keep her, for she is thy life. Keep on being instructed. Then he talked about those in Proverbs 5 and 12 that hated instruction. He said in 5 and 23, he shall die without instruction. And then in Proverbs 6 and 23, it talks about the reproofs of instruction are the way of life. And then in verse 10 of chapter 8, he said, receive my instruction. In the book of Proverbs, we see verses that talk about receiving instruction, hearing instruction, holding fast to instruction, keeping it, loving instruction, applying instruction, consider instruction, buy instruction, and then those that despise, hate, and refuse instruction. Well, let's be in the class where we receive it, we hear it, we hold fast to it, and we make the applications that we need to make in order to have the wisdom that is promised to us in the book of Proverbs. Well, the definition of instruction, we said, is detailed information telling how something should be done. So the question is, what will be my reaction concerning instruction? Proverbs 1 and 3 says, receive instructions. Proverbs 15 and 32 says, he that refuseth instruction despises his own soul. So we're either going to receive it or we're going to reject it. We have no choice but to choose. We look in Jeremiah and we find that they weren't much interested in instruction. The Bible says in Jeremiah 8, verse number 9, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them? Jeremiah 4 and 22 says, my people is foolish. They have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. Jeremiah 5 and 21 says they are foolish people and they are without understanding. Well, Proverbs 2 and 2 says they should incline their ear to understanding. Proverbs 4 and 20 says, incline the ear unto my saying. Well, what was the response in Jeremiah's day to that order? It says in Jeremiah 17 and 23, but they obeyed not, neither inclined their ear, but made their neck stiff, that they might not hear nor receive instruction. And then in Jeremiah chapter 32, verse number 33, God said, I taught them, rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not hearkened to receive instruction. Well, the Bible says these things happened unto them and are written for our admonition, did not go well with them in Jeremiah's day because they refused to receive instruction. And so we have no choice but to choose. What are we going to do with the subject of instruction? What is our reaction? Again, Proverbs 1:3 says they received instruction. Proverbs 15:32 says they that refuse instruction. So instruction is detailed information telling us how things should be done. For 3.5 years, the disciples had instruction from the Lord. In Mark chapter 9 and verse 31, it says he taught his disciples. And then in verse 32, it says, but they understood not. In Mark chapter 2, verse 49, Jesus was just 12 years old, and he was teaching the Pharisees, and Joseph and Mary came and listened in, and the Bible says in Mark 2 and verse 50, they understood not. In Luke chapter 9 and 44, Jesus said, let these sayings sink down into your ears. And then in Luke 9 and 45, it says, but they understood not. In John 8 and 26, he said, I have many things to say, but, verse 27, they understood not. John 10 and 6, Jesus spake unto them. John 10 and 6 continues, but they understood not. What is the problem with these disciples? For 3.5 years, they traveled with the one who preached the perfect messages, the one who had all knowledge. He knew everything there was to know about everything. And yet, all of that time, they didn't get it. It says over and over again, they understood not. Well, part of the problem we can find in Mark chapter 4, where they're in that storm on in the middle of the lake there, and the wind, it looked like they were going to sink. Jesus was asleep in the boat. They woke him, and he got up and said, peace be still. And we read in verse 41 of Mark chapter 4, they said, what manner of man is this? They just didn't respect him for who he really was, even though they traveled with him all that time. In Mark chapter 6, there was another storm, and this time Jesus came walking on the water, and he calmed the storm once again. And in verse 51, it says, they were amazed beyond measure and wondered. In Mark 8:21, Jesus asked the question, how is it that ye do not understand? Again, in Matthew 18 and verse 8, he asked the question, why reason ye among yourselves? And that was part of the problem. They were reasoning among themselves. There was Christ there, could answer every question that they could ever think of, and yet they were reasoning among themselves, leaving him out of it. Well, there has to be also a retention of what is being taught. A retention is to absorb and continue to hold something. Now, it is said that if someone is lectured, they remember about 5% of what they heard. If they read something, they remember about 10% of what we hear. And if we do something, we remember 70% of what we hear and do. And then teaching others, 90%. So we look at 3.5 years, and the disciples were lectured by the greatest lecturer in the history of the world, the most perfect one, the one with all knowledge. He lectured them for 3.5 years. What were they doing? They were just listening. So maybe they're going to retain 5%. Did they do any reading? Well, we don't know about that. If they did, they would retain 10%. But if they would be doing what they were learning, they would retain 70%. They weren't doing anything. They were just watching. Like a lot of people, probably 95% of the people who call themselves fundamental independent Baptist Christians today, they sit in church and they do nothing from one week to another. They come back, bring their Bible, stick it under their arm, walk in church, acting like there's some kind of spirituality to them. Well, they're going to get another lecture and maybe retain 5%. Oh, it would be a whole lot better if they get busy and do something, but it is a fact that 95% of the people who sit in our churches do nothing from one week to another. Well, if they get doing something, they would retain 70%, and if they would start teaching others, they would retain 90%. Think of what we could get done for the cause of Christ if that 95% got with it. Now, the Bible says that if we're going to learn about the Scriptures, first we have to have observation, and then we have to have interpretation, and then we have to have application. Well, observation, the disciples were observing from the greatest teacher that ever lived. Interpretation, the disciples had the greatest teacher that ever interpreted anything. But what about application? That is the action of putting something into operation. They weren't doing it. They were just traveling along. Not only that, they had a heart problem. In Mark chapter 16 and verse number 14, the Bible says, and after he appeared unto the eleven, that is after the resurrection, and Judas has hung himself, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat. And what did he do? It says he upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen from the dead. Keep in mind, this is 3.5 years after they have traveled with Jesus. He was teaching them all about the fact that he was going to rise from the dead. And 2 hours before he was crucified, they were still arguing which one of them was going to be the greatest in the kingdom. They were looking at the physical aspects of their relationship with the Lord rather than looking at the spiritual aspects of it. And he upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart. Well, they had 3.5 years of a head knowledge, but they didn't have it in their heart. At the heart of the problem was the problem of the heart.
Out in the highways and byways of life, many are weary and sad. Carry the sunshine when darkness is rife, making the sorrowing glad. Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing out of my life. May Jesus shine. Make me a blessing. Oh, Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone today. Tell the glad story of Christ and His love. Tell of His power to forgive. Others will trust Him if only you prove through every moment you to your mission.